It's about that time of year when we start to see birds gathering together in groups again. They started the year in flocks, broke off into pairs, and then formed family units. Oftentimes, we've seen them alone, as, for instance, a parent foraged for food for youngsters in a nest. Yes, some species nest communally. In summer, we find groups of swallows and even egrets and herons in large colonies. But for many of our birds, summer is a time of solitude or small group interaction. Now, though, we have reached the point in the fall season when food is starting to become a little scarce. Our growing season is longer than it has been in the past, with warmer temperatures reaching into October and even November. Heck, I even remember mowing my lawn on December 1st a few years ago. But when the days do get shorter and food becomes rarer, birds flock together. It's a simple, single rule. If one finds food, they all find food. So, like the grackles we talked about last week, look for murmurations of European starlings to form in the coming weeks. Watch as the number of American robins grow on your lawn each day, and as the birds themselves seem larger. While birds fluff their feathers out to push away cold air from their skin, and therefore look larger in winter, we do get a silent exchange in robin populations each year. Our summer robins are heading south, while their larger, more hardy Canadian-based cousins are preparing to winter here. The size difference is defined by clinal variation, a phenomenon that basically means that the farther north one goes, the larger a species gets to deal with the cold. What I want to know is why this one finds food thing doesn't translate to the rest of the natural world. How cool would it be to have to stop the car on the way to work in Marshfield to let a herd of painted turtles cross the road, or to pause on a pondside trail in Kingston because a swarm of pickerel frogs decided to move to the next body of water, or to have to dive behind a rock in Hingham because 1,000 chipmunks were looking for 10,000 seeds? The South Shore would certainly be a different place. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.